I heard that she has a good story to tell us.
Ah.
Have you heard her story? On the veranda, she said, she,
no, I haven't heard.
Did you tell the story, Jim?
No, I'm so
I can't hear.
Yeah, I haven't told Marnie yet.
She hasn't told Marnie.
No, come on then, come here.
Oh.
Sorry, yeah, you sit here. Yeah, yeah, Steve. Steve! There you are. Well, Lord.
Mr. Speaker,
yeah, what is this? Oh.
You're going to have to help me out.
What?
You might have to help me out.
Is she related to you?
No. Does she look like that? Oh, do you want to sit here?
Okay.
Does anybody know what it's about?
I don't know. It's all about Jill. And how Baba entered into her heart.
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it involves another person as well.
Okay.
Timber.
Yeah,
Timber. Best of soil. Timber, that's the nickname my brother, young brother, has given him.
Because you know why he's given that name?
Wood.
Wood.
And
Sawyer.
And
Sawyer.
Linwood Sawyer. So it's a timber.
Right, so this is the story how I came to Barbara and met Linwood Timber.
How? Just that?
Yeah.
On the roadside.
I can't hear you.
No, I haven't started. Well, I'm not used to public speaking, so you just have to bear with me.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's not public speaking, it's a family. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm come from Norwich. I'm at Norwich. I'm a barber lover in Norwich. I haven't always lived there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have been living there always?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I haven't. Sorry. Oh, I haven't always been living there.
Okay.
I only lived there since September last year.
Oh.
But before that, I spent 12 years in Newcastle. In the north of England. I moved...
Carrying coals to Newcastle.
Sorry, the same place.
Yeah.
So I moved from Newcastle to Norwich for a job. I just finished at college again. And I saw this job that had just been written for me. I had everything for it, all the qualifications.
What job was that?
Cataloguing, librarian.
Oh, librarian.
Why do you laugh?
What?
I mean, it's a horrible job. It's boring.
Well, it's a good job. You know, you can know the names of the different books and this and that and all that.
Dewey Decimal Classification.
Yeah.
Barber's in the book, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I moved for this job and I got the job and I thought, you know,
luckily.
So after about 6 weeks in Norwich, I didn't know anybody and I hated the job. it was for 6 months, it was only temporary, so I thought I'd stick it. I woke up one morning, it was a Saturday morning, and I was really lost at what to do with myself. I just didn't know what to do. I couldn't get out of bed because I didn't know what to wear. Why should I get out of bed? Because I just hadn't a clue what to do with myself. So all of a sudden, I thought, I'm going to go and see a palmist.
Palmist?
A palmist, yeah.
Just out of the blue, the fact came
to you? I'd noticed the advertisement around Norwich and a shop windows and that. So... I knew who to go to. There was only one that I thought of. So I jumped out of bed, I rang him up, and I made an appointment. And I got in about an hour, you know, an appointment for an hour later. So I went, and I was in there for an hour and a half. He had so much to tell me.
About you?
About me, about my health, all my inadequacies, all my this, that, the other. I was really depressed. And then at the end...
And you believed all what he said?
Well, no, I mean, I was with that, you know.
What was his name?
John Bynum.
Not an Easterner.
No, but he was into Eastern, into Eastern palm trees.
Yeah.
The four elements and all this stuff. So anyway, towards the end, he said that I would meet a writer who I'd be very happy with for a long time. This writer had been married before, and I thought, how am I going to meet this man? I don't know anybody in London. When? I don't know when. And then he said, you're looking for your spiritual master, and you will find him. And I was sort of, golly, how do I go about that, I thought. It didn't freak me out. I just thought, perhaps that's why I felt so lost during the summer. I was really fed up during the summer. So it seemed to make sense, but I thought, I haven't got a clue about how to go about it. So I came away and I was feeling a bit depressed. And then I went back to work on the Monday, and I wasn't working where I normally work. I was working down at the central library, public library, rather than at the administration place. So I was telling the woman I worked with, and she thought I was a loony for going to Palmerston anyway, and then for believing him, some of the things he said. And somebody was listening around behind a stack of books, and it was Mary Turner, and I think some of you know her.
Yeah, Mary Turner. Yeah.
And her children too, the thing,
yes, that's right. So she came round, and she could hear that I was having a hard time with this other woman, who was saying, why don't you come back down to earth, and you don't believe all that stuff, do you, and all this. So Mary came round to save me, and she said, Jill, I've been listening, can you tell me a bit more? So I told her about the writer, and I didn't say anything about the spiritual master, really. And she said, that's amazing. She said, I've been meaning to invite you round for dinner to meet this American writer friend of ours. And I said, oh, really? Why not? Do it. Book it up. And then I told her about the spiritual master, but she didn't say anything because Mary doesn't tell people about God because she doesn't know how they're going to react. She's very cautious. So,
the English reserve.
like what I've got. Yeah. So anyway, she tried this. This writer was Latimba, but I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know any of this connection with Maya Barber or anything. So she tried. She kept ringing him up, trying to arrange a meeting, and he kept putting her off. He kept saying he was too busy because he was working on film script. And she couldn't really understand. She was thinking he's going back to the States and I won't be able to, introduce them. So she almost sort of gave up trying to arrange it. But the other side of, Linwood's side of the story is that he'd had a letter, Richard Casey, who Linwood was working with, I'd had a letter from Bao which said, tell Linwood not to look at any women, not to go out with any women, and not even to look at any women. So he thought this was just disaster. So he was told that the same day that Mary had rung him up and said, would he come to dinner to meet me? I know it sounds a bit too much of a coincidence, but anyway. So he didn't know what to do because, Bao had said this. So he didn't want to go against what Bao had said. So in the end, he'd said to Mary, before I meet this girl, will you ask her to give you three photographs of yourself?
What?
Three photographs. I was to give Mary three photographs of myself so that she could send them here to Bao to get
Come on.
No, I'm serious. You know Mary.
You didn't see him?
I didn't send them in the end because because well, Mary rang me up eventually and said, I can't get this man dinner, he's so busy, but will you give me 3 photographs of yourself? She said, she said, I don't know what you're going to think about this, Jill. But he's a really wacky person. And then she said, 3 photographs. And I said, what? I said, what is this? It's an arranged marriage. You know? And then I thought, well, I could always say no. And I'd like to see what the result was, you know, with my 3 photographs. So I gave them to her, but she didn't send them here, as you know, because Linwood was going back to the States very soon. And because Linwood was going back to the States very soon and you wouldn't get the result back fast enough. So I went away for the weekend thinking, well, this is fizzle out. And when I got back, there was a note through my door from Mary to say that some people were meeting for a meal in an Indian restaurant, and Linwood would be there. So did I want to go? And they were meeting something like 8 o'clock in the evening, and I got back at 8, and I was really tired, and it was work the next day and all this. And then I thought, well, if I don't go, I'll never meet anybody in Norwich. You know, I'll be really rude. I might miss this opportunity. Blah, blah, blah. So I went. And when I was walking down the road, I remember thinking, what am I doing? I don't know anybody. What happens if we can't talk to each other? What happens if this? What happens if that? But I was still walking down the road. And I went. And as soon as I opened the door, Mary said, Jill! And they all looked up. And there, you know, it's like princess had arrived.
Really nice story. I mean, I was part of that crowd in the restaurant, so we knew all the story with the photographs and all that. Oh, we also knew that the reason why this could happen was that Mary had actually rung up Bao in India.
She rang up
because there wasn't time to send the photographs for them to come back, so she rung up and Bao had said Linwood can meet anybody he likes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he was
good. Linwood takes it very seriously.
Yeah. And we didn't know whether Jill was going to turn up, because all we knew, we were sort of there with the stories, having heard about all this, yeah, and thinking Linwood is leaving England the next day. This is his farewell dinner, and is Jill going to be there? And Mary said, "Oh, she was away for the weekend. I don't know whether she'll come back." So we were sitting in this restaurant thinking, is she going to appear? And then how is she going to cope with this poor girl? So eventually she appeared, and she dealt with it beautifully.
Yeah, that's how I dealt with it was I had 2 pints of lager. I had 2 pints of really strong lager.
I thought, my goodness, she can drink.
Pints. 2 pints.
Beer.
Yeah. So I don't know. I really don't know what happened, because I was either spaced out or drunk. I really don't know. But then, I still didn't know anything about Mayor Barbara. I just knew that Mary and Linwood had the same spiritual master. That's all I knew. And then 5 days later, Mary had Linwood and I around for dinner. And then I didn't know this, but Kitty Davey, because I didn't know who Kitty Davey was, but she died, and we went to Michael DaCosta's for a sort of memorial. So I was sort of thrown in with this Mayor Barber thingy, and I've been there ever since. And that is, you know, something's in there that I can't explain. And that is how it all happened. And I've seen Linwood about 4 times since. That's it. Quite amazing.
Well, what made you, I mean, it must be something, what made you come now with Dawn? How did that come about?
To see how the close friends of Linwood are.
Because Owen said, on one of the bar.
Who said that?
Oh, Diana and Rose had come back. Diana and Rose had come back after the thing. From here, and we all had a meeting with it. And then the next one, or the one after, I don't know, Ode said, I'm going to go to India this year. Jill, do you want to come with me? And I said, yes. And then I thought, you know, am I ready for it? I don't know if I can cope, sort of thing. And then it just happened, you know. I didn't have to do anything. Really.
I thought you were going to change your mind, possibly.
No, I didn't.
Maybe I have to go on my own, you know. I thought I was being all prepared. Oh, maybe Barbara really wants me to go on my own just for once.
No, and it just happened, and I'm really, you know, I wasn't, there was no time I was thinking I've done the wrong thing, I shouldn't go, or anything. It was.
But have you got your preparedness or some people there, relatives and in England?
Well, relatives in England, yeah.
Who? Parents
are there. Parents are there.
Do they know that you've come to India?
They know I'm coming to India, yeah.
Hmm. Where are they? In Newcastle?
No, they don't live there, I was at college up there, I was at university now. And I lived there for 12 years. No, they live in the south coast.
But they know that you are here now.
They don't know I'm here. They know I'm in India.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know what they'd say.
But at least they know that you are here in India.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Thank you.